Number 117, work the water cooler, or are you gossiping enough? Big brains, logical thinking, analytic capability, the heart of the human difference. Right? Wrong. The heart of the human difference? Gossip. The human brain is about 9 times bigger on a body size adjusted basis than that of mammals in general. The reason is fascinating and mostly counterintuitive. We are, of course, a long way from being the strongest of the species. So how did we win out over the truly big dudes with claws? Answer: not by intellectual skill at calculating warhead, that is, spear, trajectories, but by joining together in groups and outwitting and out-organizing the brutes. Good management, that is. And what brought these groups of humans together? A brain that grew to accommodate gossip. As British evolutionary psychologist Robin Dunbar puts it, our brains expanded almost entirely to store social information, relationship stuff. To make a long, long story short, this relationship stuff allowed us to manufacture the social glue that would underpin cohabiting in sizable bands. By developing social cohesion skills, we improved or maximized what we now call organization effectiveness and became the kings and queens of the jungle and beyond. My point here is to suggest that anyone, as so many do, especially technically trained males, who dismisses or diminishes quote-unquote relationship stuff and quote-unquote communication stuff, and in particular quote-unquote political stuff as quote-unquote the soft stuff, is not only an ignorant damn fool, but also is denying the essence of what it means to be human. Message 1. A very high share of apparently wasted time spent on relationship development provides by far the highest return on investment. Message 2. So go waste, and often reap. Look, I wasn't born yesterday. Of course there's a lot of political bullshit. But be very careful. One so-called no-nonsense man's ire with, quote, annoying bullshit is in fact another woman's winding road to riches and power.